any comments on Bumblebee?
I'm done with Transformers, man.
I'm done with you.
I'm the biggest Transformers fan that you'll know. Shit, I got my Transformers hanging out at my house, but I've lost so much faith in this. Like, what was their vision for any of this stuff? It's after the first one, the second one just went to hell, and after that, I just done lost everything. Everything that made Transformers original and genuine is gone in these movies, but I guess you can say that about most movies that are coming out now, unless they're a totally brand new franchise, but they just took what was good about Transformers and they did the opposite, and that's what you get out of Hollywood. I think I just lost faith in Hollywood movies, period.
But you liked Infinity War, right?
Yeah, that was good. I mean, it had a great source material, even though it did not follow it script for script. It still made modifications with the limitations it had, and it still told a tremendous story. Now, this Transformers, I'm like, all right, so we know Bumblebee is the main guy. We know Starscream, who looked in his retro glory. Who else is going to be it? Because I don't think these two characters can carry the movie by themselves.
That's the thing. Oh, why not? Like,
well, if it's set as a prequel, like, I mean, you have Starscream trying to set up things for the Decepticons, and then Bumblebee, who's supposed to be, I guess, the second in command to Optimus Prime, doing the scouting or recruiting or whatever the heck he's supposed to be doing on Earth.
Unless Starscream's like the Starscream from the 80s, not that punk bitch Starscream from the Bait Faction movies, he's not going to be able to carry anything, because we knew that Starscream was always trying to betray Megatron every chance he got, and he had a set of arrogance along with him, but in the Bait Faction movies, Starscream was just a guy that got beat up. That's what he was. He was like the British bulldog of Transformers. And then get beat up. That's just what he does. And then you feel sorry for him afterward. That's who Starscream is. That's how come I have little faith that he can carry on any bad rep as far as the Transformer side. I don't see it really happening. And Bumblebee by himself, and think about it, he can't talk. So how is he going to really communicate? How's he going to communicate anything outside of sign language?
Well, I think in this, that's where he get that radio from to communicate. From what I saw from the trailer. I saw the trailer earlier today, and I was just like, oh, God.
All right, so looking at the IMDb page, it looks like Peter Cullen has a credit. Somebody that is playing Barricade.
Oh, God.
It looks like that Sector 7 government agency is also listed. Don't see any other Transformers.
But John. No other Decepticons so far?
No. But John Cena! John Cena sucks. His time is up. My time is now.
What role does he play in this movie?
He is probably a Sector 7 agent.
I hope he dies in like the first half hour. That would be pretty cool.
No, he's probably the lead character.
No, like he's probably going to play pretty much the same role.
As DeChanel, whatever his last name is.
And then I want him to say,
Josh Duhamel.
When he's dying, he's going to say, can you see me? Can you see me?
He'll do a five knuckle shuffle. Do a five knuckle shuffle.
Can you see?
On Bumblebee. Super Cena.
This director is the guy who did, shit.
Travis Knight.
Kubo?
Kubo and Two Strings, Paranorman, Box Trolls. Don't really have any faith in the movie.
I mean, you could say that, but I'm just saying, I watched Kubo, and I'm not ashamed to say
this is an amazing movie.
A tear down that fell down my cheek, man. That was some beautiful shit right there, yo.
Kubo's an amazing movie.
I was misty-eyed, man.
But we're talking about the Transformers.
It's fine as the Transformers. I'm talking about this.
It has to follow the same plot. There's this whole, oh my God moment that my car is actual robot and I'm hiding it from somebody. And then you have Starscream.
I mean, I'm fine with that, dude. That's all we saw in the trailer, so.
And then Bumblebee doesn't speak. And that's just something that is. And then somebody's going to scream, Bumblebee! I think this is supposed to be a prequel. I think it's set.
Yeah, I guess they're using this to just reboot the whole franchise and stuff, which is fine.
Probably be like an X-Men First Class where it wasn't a reboot, but it's integrated in a weird way where the consumer, who is us, gets all kinds of confused. Like, hold on, I thought we already went through this already. I mean, we won't be confused, but for the regular everyday schmo that only knows Transformers based off of the Bay Faction movies, then it can be confusing.